Hi, this is Ali Ciardo and the Photo Field Notes podcast, and I am back after a week away for a family vacation. I'll tell you a little bit about that. And today we're finishing up the three-part series, How to Take Photos Like a High-End Photographer. And today I am going to get into mostly editing, so shooting and editing with a consistent style.
Welcome to the Photo Field Notes podcast, where you'll find stories, tips, and inspiration from professional photographers to get you taking action in your own business and making your business dreams a reality.
Hey, this is Ali Ciardo, and I am back after a lovely week away. I would not say that it was relaxing. So I don't know if I've talked about this on the podcast in the past, but earlier this year, I think it was in April, we actually bought a 30-foot sailboat as a family, so a Catalina 30, so that we could go sailing on Lake Michigan and stay on it for long weekends and just kind of have some little mini adventures as a family. And so it's not relaxing at all, because when you have a three-year-old and a one-year-old and you're on a sailboat, there's a lot to keep in mind in terms of safety. So we were definitely on high alert, but we had a lot of fun. We, you know, did a lot of swimming in the marina pool and went to the beach, and my sister was camping at the state park right across the lake. So we had a lot of fun. And, you know, I'm gonna have to get into the sailboat in a future episode, because we bought the sailboat with cash, largely with the profits that I made from selling prints. Last year, and a whole other episode could be just about budgeting and how I pay myself, but basically last year, after paying myself my regular salary based on the budget that I set, I made enough extra profits to purchase a 30-foot sailboat with cash. We're really big on paying for things with cash, not going into debt, and you know, it was a really amazing feeling to realize that I had enough money from prints and, you know, associate business and just a really good year in business to buy a 30-foot sailboat. So that was awesome. So just a quick heads up, if you are wondering how you can get into selling prints, if you go to photofieldnotes.com, the very first call out will be the episode, How to Start Selling More Products in Your Photography Business. Click on that. It's my interview with Chris Scott from Swift Galleries, and it's a really good place to start. So that's just kind of a tangent, I guess. We'll get more into some of these details in future episodes, but yes, big shout out to selling prints and being able to buy a sailboat with that. So cool. Okay, so today's topic is developing a consistent style as a photographer. And I think that this really rounds it all out. You know, we've talked about shooting, we've talked about taking photos, the way that I take photos when I'm actually at the shoot or at the wedding, but there's so much of your style comes out of how you actually edit your photos at the end of the day. So you can take the same photo, and I love it when groups do this, like Facebook groups where they'll post a raw photo and everybody will edit it to their own style, and you see how vastly different those photos end up looking based on the different editing techniques that people use. So let's talk about that. Let's talk about how you can find your style if you're not really sure what you want your style to be, or you're still playing around and you just haven't quite found your groove yet. I am going to first start by telling you a little bit about my own history with editing. I shot my first wedding for a friend in 2009. I got married in 2010. And I would like to call those the years of Ali's textures. I was a big fan of Jesh Jirachs, and I still use a lot of the prompts that I learned from his beloved course back then. And Jesh Jirachs, super talented guy, was all about the textures. Like, that was super popular at the time. And I thought, well, yeah, I'm going to take my maybe not technically perfect pictures and make them better by applying textures to them. So I have all of these photos where I put these like weird gritty grainy texture things on them, and then I would edit them with this kind of like pea yellow tone. I just went through so many phases, and I actually just recently, through posting about products on Instagram, I had a couple come back to me from one of the first weddings that I ever photographed, and they wanted me to put together a signature book for them. So it's not quite an album, it's a simpler book. And I had to re-edit at least some of my black and whites, because they had like purple tones and they were inconsistent. And I remember going through with every single photo and like photoshopping every single photo and just you know, I was just really trying to still find my groove at that point. So fast forward to now, I feel super confident that I know exactly what I want my style to be. My clients know what to expect when they hire me to deliver photos for them. They know that the shooting is going to be consistent. They know that the editing is going to be consistent. So how did I actually get there? That's the big question. Okay, so I think that the first thing is, if you're just kind of still figuring out your style, I completely encourage you to experiment. You have to experiment to figure out who you are. You have to play with different, you know, different styles, different tools, different presets, even different textures. But once you get to that consistency and you can continue to deliver the exact same style every single time, that is when you're going to start to thrive in your business. That's when I saw myself start to thrive, to get more clients, attract more clients, to be able to charge more without people batting an eye at what I was charging. So talking about finding your editing style, here's the thing I think you should figure out first. First, you need to know your own personality, A, and B, the voice of your brand. What do you want the voice of your brand to be? So for example, are you in your brand, are you more like moody, dark? Does the matte look kind of fit to you? Are you whimsical? Do you shoot things that are more whimsical? Do you shoot in a really clean and crisp way, the light and airy? Are you super creative where you're like shooting through different items to give texture and depth and shooting with different lighting techniques? Are you dramatic? Is your posing super posed, highly posed, Vogue, this really, you know, formal posing? Or are you more lighthearted? Do you focus on laughing and natural looks? These are all things that you should really take into consideration when you look at the brand that you're putting out there and then the type of editing style that's going to go with that brand. So I always love saying, come up with three words that describe your voice, the voice that you are looking for, and let those words drive everything. Let them drive your posing, your shooting, your editing style, and make sure that they're all cohesive. So if you have a really light, laughing, natural posing style, and you're using a lot of light, natural light coming in, you know, maybe you edit more clean and light versus the darker, moodier look. Obviously, there are tons of talented photographers who pull it off in, you know, in either way, but just kind of think about how it all pulls together. So second, put yourself in the shoes of your ideal client and create a Pinterest board as that client to curate the things that that person is drawn to. So consider who they are, consider the mood that they are looking for, consider their style. Look at other companies that project that style. Are you, you know, you always hear like, are you like the Anthropology photographer? Are you, again, are you the Vogue photographer? Are you like, what is the clothing that you look for? What is the style that you look for? And that is going to help you guide your editing style. Now, here's one thing that I did when I've had my editing style for quite a while now, but when I was looking to start shooting film and I was trying to pick which film stock I wanted to use, I went on Instagram and I actually just looked at hashtags. So like, you know, Fuji 400H and, you know, all the different, and that's of course the one I ended up with. So just go on Instagram and search for these hashtags and see what comes up and get a feel for. So if you're thinking about a certain preset, go on Instagram and search for that preset as a tag and see what comes up and see what speaks to you and kind of get a feel that way. Or you can look through different Facebook groups and see what people are doing. You know, you can ask people what they're using, kind of just to compare before you go and invest in every single preset out there. And really take the time to study your brand, your style, and the presets that you feel drawn to. Obviously, once you apply your preset, you might apply it and be like, wait a minute, that doesn't look exactly how I wanted it to look. Like, it's not just a click of a button. So you still have to play a little bit with your actual final touches editing, tweak it a little bit to be what you want it to be. So so look at hashtags, join Facebook groups, ask others to post their favorite presets so that you can kind of compare and evaluate. And then, you know, we talked a lot about shooting already, but just kind of as an extra tip, do experiment with lenses. I talked about this in the last episode, but truly, if you haven't already, have somebody take your photo for you or set up your camera on a tripod and take your photo at different focal lengths so that you can really get a feel for how you like yourself, and that will help you apply to your clients how they're going to like themselves, and you'll get to know your style. So I know I'm super I don't know if the word outspoken. I talk a lot about how I love my 85 and I do not really like to shoot portraits on anything wider than that if I can avoid it. But some people are just completely drawn to like the 35 millimeter lens. So you have to play with it. You have to have photos of yourself, I think, to really understand what you like. So I'm telling you what I think looks the best from my personal opinion, but that doesn't mean that you have to go out and do everything exactly as I say. Next thought, if you are finding and playing and changing your style and suddenly you find, oh my gosh, I'm so drawn to this other style that is not at all what I've been delivering over the years. So you're going to have this dramatic shift where suddenly you are going from super moody and dark to super light and airy or vice versa. You need to make sure that you're really communicating that with your clients. So first thing, once you find the style that you love, I want you to commit to that style. And I want you to make sure that everything on your website is committed to that style. And if you've already booked clients, so let's say, for example, you've already booked a wedding client who hasn't had their wedding yet, or you work with portrait clients every single year, and your style is dramatically changing, make sure that you're communicating with your client that your style is changing so that you don't suddenly surprise them by delivering photos that are nothing like what they expected based on when they booked you. So you can't get upset if your client isn't happy with their photos because suddenly your art has shifted. They hired you for a certain style of art. So don't be above, you know, delivering what they booked you for in the first place. Have a conversation with them. Say, hey, look, I am changing my style pretty dramatically. Here's what my style looks like now. I do understand that when you booked me, this is what I was showing. I'm happy to edit to that style for you. Or, you know, we can talk about shifting it. So even if you deliver their photos in your old style and then maybe re-edit a few for your portfolio to show how you want to be delivering photos to your future clients that hire you for that style, just please, please have an open conversation with your clients so that they know what to expect. And finally, once you do figure out the style that you want to be delivering, that you feel really speaks to you, speaks to your brand voice, speaks to your clients that you want to attract, it's okay to put blinders on. I think that when I finally kind of put blinders on and said, you know what, I can recognize that that is a beautiful photo, that that is a beautiful preset, but that I do not need that in my life, that I'm completely content with the style that I'm delivering. Again, my business was just better for it and I was happier for it. So when I get emails now about, let's say, a new preset coming out, I can look at it and say, yep, that's great, but I just don't need it. So it ends up, of course, saving me money because I'm not constantly changing my style. I'm not constantly buying new presets, and I'm happier. My clients know what to expect, and it just is better for business at the end of the day. So wrapping up, if you are struggling with your photo editing, maybe you don't know where to start, maybe you're looking for a few pointers and tips on really getting your photos to that professional level at the end when they come out, they're looking professional, to the clean style. So I have kind of a lighter, clean style. You can go to my shop at photofieldnotes.com/shop. And I have a new product called my photo editing workflow walkthrough video. And that will walk you through an actual video of myself editing an actual wedding from a few weeks ago. So everything from, you know, I'm culling and pulling images in, sorting them by time. I'm showing you the exact tools that I use when I'm editing, the exact steps that I use, some really fun little tricks that I think are really underutilized to quickly make your photos stand out so much more and just look so much better that I feel like everyone should be doing, but a lot of people are missing this one key step that has just been huge for me. So it's going to walk through literally just me editing real life photos, what I'm doing when I'm delivering them to clients, how I do it, the tools that I use, just the whole walkthrough. Like literally I just started recording and I put it all together to show you exactly what I'm doing because I had a lot of people asking, how are you, what is it that you're doing to make your photos look the way that they look? So I'm putting it all out there at photofieldnotes.com/shop. You can click on the photo editing workflow walkthrough video. And right now it's only $17. So I'm going to keep it at $17 through Sunday, July 16th, and then it's going to go up to $35. So it's super affordable, really great tricks. And I think that will help you a lot if you are struggling to, you know, whatever your style may be, just struggling to really make your photos pop and look professional, I think that will help you out quite a bit. So check that one out. I'll also put the link in the show notes, or you can just go to photofieldnotes.com and click on shop to find it. That does it for today. Come back next Wednesday, and I have a great interview with Ben Hartley from the Six Figure Photography Podcast. So us podcasters kind of sharing a conversation together. He has some great ideas for promoting your business, and he's just a big ball of energy and enthusiasm, and I think you'll get a lot out of it. So come on back here next Wednesday. Check out the next episode. And in the meantime, if you are looking for some great free advice, you can go to photofieldnotes.com/crash course to get to my 3-day video crash course on, you know, how I built my 6-figure business and how I'm attracting clients and carrying that relationship on through until the end. So check it out. Have a great week, and I'll be back next Wednesday. Take care.
Thanks for listening. Check out show notes at photofieldnotes.com. And if you loved this episode, leave your review on iTunes. See you next week.